after struggling against great odds to save his adopted home from Japanese conquest, General Douglas MacArthur was forced to abandon the Philippine island fortress of Corregidor under orders of President Franklin Roosevelt in March of 1942. General MacArthur was determined to return his troops to his troops, continue the fight, and lead as many of his men as possible to safety. In Melbourne, he issued a statement to the press. In it, he issued his promise of, "I shall return to his men and the Philippine people." My title of my sermonette is Keeping Your Word. It really doesn't matter how much money you have or how famous you are or how people are mesmerized by your good looks or because of your social status. If you can't keep your word, you have no integrity. Because you're only as good as your word. Some people think they gain attention by coming in fashionably late. I'm pretty sure most of you know that. After arranging a time to meet with you or meet with someone, they keep the majority in waiting for them. If you don't want to be kept waiting or having someone to renege on a commitment that you or her made, then don't do it to them. Don't do it to people. Keeping your word is the best way to show respect to that person or to the people that you did make that commitment with. And believe it or not, you're going to have to explain this. What does it mean about keeping your word? Essentially, it's doing what you say you'll do. Now, this is strange. We might be all familiar with it, but you talk to somebody that doesn't do that. You know, some of our politicians are pretty good at that. It's simple. A lot of people don't like to commit. They don't like the word committing or committing to something. Even on a contract. That's why the contracts are so big and thick. So next time when your colleagues ask you to maybe head a meeting or take over something on a certain day and a certain time, go ahead and do it. Turn up on time and start on time. How about if when you inform your manager that I'll finish that report for you tomorrow, or I'll finish this job in contracting, I'll finish this job by tomorrow. Stay by your word. Proverbs 11, let's go to Proverbs 11, verse 3. It says, "The integrity of the upright guides them, but the crookedness of the treacherous destroys them." So the upright, it says, that has integrity. The treacherous is going to tell you, "Well, you know, I really didn't mean that time, you know, or I had problems. I had a flat tire," you know, they come up with that. And some of you here, the people that went on came over for night to be, heard this story, but I met a gentleman in a family reunion or a family function that he was from Mexico. He had a ranch in Mexico. And we talked it over. We were talking just general things, and I told him that I had cabrito once a year at my place. And he said, "You do?" And he said, "Well, I'm going to give you one." But he raised sheep. And I just scratched it off as regular barn talk or campfire talk. I didn't know this man at that time, 2 years ago. Then the pandemic came. And a year after, he called me up and he says, "You know, I haven't forgotten you. And I said, I don't even remember that man. I don't remember the arrangement we talked about. But he did. Well, 3 weeks before the night to be, he calls me up. I'm in Kingsville. I'm on headed your way. And I've got what I promised you. And I said, and I asked my wife, who is this man? And she explained to me, oh, well, he's here. He's what? He's here. He came on the Sabbath. He came and he said, I'm here. And he laid it, and there it is. Field dressed and everything cleaned out. And I said, wow. And I explained to him, I said, there's men like you, there's not too many of them. And he's not familiar from South Texas. He had to Google it and everything. He came with another family member. And he's not from the church. So if you have, it wouldn't take much for him in the world tomorrow, I think. Ask myself, I said, and I ask you the same, have you made a commitment with God? And I'm going to be forward and answer that question and say, yes, you have, especially the ones that are baptized. You made a commitment with God. So your word with God and through baptism, we've made a commitment with him to change our lives from where we were to a godly one. And sometimes we catch ourselves, and because I've caught myself, God, I'll promise I'm going to, you know, not be so stubborn or not, you know, watch my mouth and, you know, all of the above. And some might say, well, if you get me that promotion, or if you get me that, this. We find ourselves bartering with God. Well, be careful what you make deals with God first. Let's go to Ecclesiastes 5, chapter 5 and verse 2. Ecclesiastes 5, verse 2. It says here, don't make rash promises. And don't be hasty in bringing matters before God. After all, God is in heaven and you are here on earth. So let your words be careful. Be few. Think about before you say your prayers. Choose your words carefully. Don't be like that Jewish commander, Jephthah, in chapters 11 and 12 of Judges, where he asked God for a victory in a battle. And he said, he had bartered with God. He said, I'll sacrifice the first thing that comes out of my house. And most of you know the end of that story. His daughter came to receive him, was the first one out of the house. It's a tragic story, but a prime example of nonetheless. So your words, my word, means a lot. Maybe not to other people. But to us and to ourselves, it does. It carries a lot of weight. And I'm old enough, and some of us are old enough to remember the days where my dad, his word was, you know, I remember a friend of his was selling cattle, and he gave his word to this one other man. He was going to sell his cattle or his calves. You know, every year they have calves. He's going to sell it so much. And then later on, during that time span, he's waiting for the man to pick up the calves. Another a meat processor man that buys calves, he said, I'll buy you those calves. And he offered him more than what his friend did. And he said, no, those are sold. He sold them for cheaper, but he kept his word. See, your word is that's our purpose, brethren. That's our purpose as an ambassadors. That's our fabric. Just imagine if Jesus didn't keep his word to his disciples in promising the Holy Spirit back in Acts chapter 1, verses 4 through 5. So by keeping the word, that's part of our gospel to this world. Because how many people would you think that you'll take get attention with if you'd stand up on a lectern, maybe in the mall, and start preaching and say, you know, about clean and unclean meats and about the Sabbath? See how many people you'll attract attention. Or will it carry more weight if you do something like keeping your word, maybe to people that's not in affiliated to our faith? And you said, well, no, I told you I was going to do it this way, and I did it this way. Those of us that are involved in contracting, or were involved in contracting, suppose you say, well, I'm going to do this porch, replace this porch for you at this price. And a price is agreed on, maybe a paper is signed, and you start going into, you start tearing out, most of us know, you start ripping out lumber. And in your head, you said, well, toggle bolts, 2x6s, tongue and groove, and then all of a sudden you start taking all the wood off and you find out there's a big hole underneath. And are you going to keep your word to your client? Those are things that we come across, and those are the decisions that we make. And we commit to fellow church members, and most of us know that, when we say we're going to pick you up, we'll pick you up for services, even though it's far out of our way. And we still come pick them up. Or we're going to drop something off. So your word carries a lot of weight. Because we are ambassadors, we should act like ambassadors, brethren. As ambassadors, we are of integrity. And again, keeping your word is one way of preaching the gospel. Yes, keeping your word is sometimes difficult. And sometimes expensive, especially those that we deal with that's a business transaction. And lots of times it's inconvenient. We have to pick up brethren or someone. It doesn't have to be someone, brethren. It can be somebody you're going out of your way to take care of somebody, either by bringing them to town or bringing them to services. There was one of my coworkers came in late, or a little bit late to work. And I asked him, I said, why'd you come in late? He says, well, because I did my neighbor's lawn. Come to find out that man did both of his neighbor's lawn, but they were elderly, so he just take off from one end and just cut through his and all the way. That's what he did. He didn't tell anybody, but that's what he did. I told him I was gonna do his lawn, so I cut his lawn. So it's sometimes inconvenient, but the rewards are a lot greater, brethren. On October 20th, 1944, Douglas MacArthur returned to the Philippines, along with a large number of armed forces. He kept his word. Brethren, let's keep our word. Fear God and keep His commandments.